This podcast and everything that is said throughout is a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. Do not rely on any statements that are made about any legal issues. If you have any concerns or questions about a legal matter, you should speak to an attorney. You must not mistake anything said to be the truth, because any reference to the law, whether specific or in general, is often intentionally incorrect. Because as I stated at the outset, in my very first sentence, this is all a joke. If you had just paid attention earlier, this disclaimer would already be over, but I could tell you were only half listening. So here it is one more time. This show is a joke. Now please return to your naturally dull state of mind and enjoy the office of the General Counsel. We're starting. Okay, ready.
I put the music there.
I know, it's just catchy. I want to be... Can we play it live? Is it possible to play it live? Oh, no, let's start the show. Okay, sorry.
Well, ahead. We don't have that type of equipment. I guess. You want me to count?
Yeah, it's countdown.
You want me to... 3, 2...
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Office of the General Counsel. We get off to a silly start there. That's okay. We're all having a good time. We're having fun. I'm Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman, Esquire. I'm the General Counsel of Unwinnable and doing a great job. Joined, as always, by Ken, our producer, and he is psyched the way the show starts. I can tell by the way he's looking at me. Oh, let me have... He's finishing his coffee.
No. This is fruit juice.
Oh, is that the fresh fruit juice? From
Ted Goldman got us a juicer for the office. It's so awesome. See it over there, that big white thing?
Oh, it's as ostentatiously annoying as Ted Goldman is himself.
It's got a hand crank, though, because, you know, no electricity.
A hand crank? How long does it take to make a fruit drink?
I don't know, 35 minutes, but it's worth it. This stuff tastes so good.
It's worth it. 35 minutes? That's, I mean, don't knock until I tried it.
Yeah. I have one other thing to tell you. The cleaning crew was in here last night. And
I've been looking around.
Yeah, they cleaned out all the secret passages.
Yeah, I was looking in certain nooks and crannies where I've placed things, certain things, things I need, and it wasn't there. I'm not going to say what it was. You know, it's just doesn't matter. You're enjoying
but
your fruit
juice.
Yeah, great.
So.
We have a
thank
fruit
you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted Goldman.
You're the best host ever.
Whoa. Ken, come on now. Feeling good. I have all this energy. I was feeling good about the start of the show. Despite the bad news, let's start off with some bad news about a bad man. Stanley Spiemer. You remember Stanley Spiemer? He was just here the last episode. He was in charge of... doing an executive search to find the next member of the board of directors. He came and didn't go well. I thought maybe I had a shot, but I would say...
I thought it was a good interview.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes me feel better.
You seem positive.
I don't...
Stanley had fun at the end?
No, I think he enjoyed himself, but he really said a lot of bad stuff about me.
Truth hurts.
Hey, you know what? I'm a big man. I can suck it up and resolve to do better. He's a jerk. He took the seat himself, basically. Stanley Spiemer went all over the world to all the places that Unwinnable executives were and even outside the company, and he decided he would nominate himself for that seat on the board of directors. And the board just was like, oh, okay. Oh, Stanley Spiemer's here. Great. So now Stanley Spiemer's on the board of directors, and this... is an issue because I've been told that Stu is going to be a little bit more hands-off of Unwinnable. He's starting to get a little eccentric the way all, you know, powerful CEOs tend to do. Richard Branson gets in a hot air balloon and tries to fly around the world. Well, Stu's going to step back and he's going to follow his own eccentricities. And my understanding, he's going to be doing extreme antiquing. And I didn't know what that was. I've never heard of extreme antiquing. I've heard of antiquing. You know, Stu likes to find. No, my understanding now, after doing a little research, you've heard the expression a bull in a china shop?
Yeah.
You bring a bull into a china shop. You bring the bull into the antique shop, and you go about your business and purchase what you want. but you kind of have to do it quickly. It's almost like a supermarket sweep because you have a bull in a china shop breaking everything else. And, you know, you broke it, you bought it. So you got to get what you want to get and then still cover the losses from the bull in the china shop messing everything up. So you're dealing with a live animal, wild bull.
Sounds dangerous.
Thrashing all over this antique shop while you're trying to find, you know, your tiny spoon or whatever it is. Your, I don't, you know, like a mask. Stu's got like creepy masks all over the place. You know, whatever it is he's finding. And then get back and be like, okay, calm the bull down. Get him out there. You probably have to wrangle the bull.
It's not impressive.
Easy. Yeah. I can't wait to see some footage of it. I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
Well, he invents something new every day, Stu.
Yeah. He's you know, following his dream, I guess. That's fine. But it means that the Stanley Spiemer is going to, I think he's, you know,
he's gonna watching you.
He is actually literally watching me. The day after he became, he got that seat, these video cameras are now around us. And I think we're definitely bugged. That's almost certain that we're bugged.
Well, I'm glad he likes me.
He definitely likes you. I don't know if he's watching or if he can hear. Hold on a second. Let me just go into the pneumatic tube here.
Should probably read this one.
It says, I am listening. Okay, so I think we just got a message in the pneumatic tube from Stanley Spiemer himself.
Hi, Stanley.
So I don't know how the pneumatic tube got that message here so quickly from Munich, but, you know, I guess that... Thump. Oh, hold on a second. It's pronounced Munich. Okay. So I think that's confirmation that Stanley Spiemer is definitely watching us. And that's fine. I don't mind. What do I care? Okay. Moving right along here. Corporate Casual, my band with some of the other people here at Unwinnable, we landed our first gig.
Nice.
Because after I read my contract, I realized that I have the ability to call a meeting of any department, you know, for... You know, if I have to have a meeting with them, I'm going to call a meeting and just have Corporate Casual play. So, like, we have a show
that sounds,
right here. Where I've already booked the time.
You know, there's scheduled times for loud music.
Oh, no, I already got that. I got that waivered. I got the waiver signed. I got everything worked out. It's in Conference Room B back here. And it's that could fit a good 50 people. And so we're going to get a couple departments out. You know, maybe I'll do a quick PowerPoint at the beginning.
I don't know.
And then boom, Corporate Casual. Well. It's Corporate Casual. That's not. This is not what we sound like, but that's just the thing I'm doing. Corporate Casual. Corporate Casual. That's not what we sound like at all. But
are you gonna be playing an instrument, or are you just gonna do that?
I might do. I might Bobby McFerrin it. I don't know. I'm gonna do.
I feel like this is gonna go downhill.
Can you pick that up? That's.
Well, as long as you don't swallow any swords, I'm sure it'll be fine. Oh, man.
Possibilities are endless. Corporate Casual is very, we're out there, man. We just do whatever we want. So whatever feels right that day, I'll do it. You know, I'll probably play the keytar a little bit for sure, though. That's important.
Sounds terrible.
What?
Sounds terrible.
You wait. You ask next week how that meeting was, the quote-unquote meeting. People are going to be raving.
All right, we'll see.
Yes, we will. Be there. Conference Room B.
Corporate casual.
Corporate Casual. See? You're into it. I could tell you're into it now.
Corporate Casual.
So, let's see. What else we got going on? Ooh, I got a subpoena in the mail. Very weird. They want records for a payphone in the basement. I don't know what that's about, but Stu has told me that I have to fight it tooth and nail. Like, you got to fight this one tooth and nail. And I said, that's no problem. That's the only way I know how to fight. Because...
Did you find it?
What?
The payphone.
Not yet. That's the trick. I'm looking
for
it.
Good luck.
I know. I noticed that there's a lot of places on the walls down in the basement where it looks like there used to be payphones, but I can't find this payphone.
Yeah.
Do you know where it is?
Maybe.
Come on. That's not a response. I need to find this payphone. I have a deadline.
Yeah, there's, you got to go down there. It's like a riddle going on down there. You got to figure it out on your own.
Like a riddle.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well,
it's like a little puzzle room.
I don't know if the court will accept that if I write back and say, sorry, it was like a riddle.
Probably not.
Haven't cracked it yet.
I'm just telling you, like, I can't, you know.
Like a riddle. I'm writing that down because that's good. I think that is
like, you know, here at Unwinnable, the experience is different for everybody. So,
it's true.
You know.
Oh, boy. I am not looking forward to this.
Like a riddle.
Hold on. So, I've resolved to be better, be nicer to guests. And as a result of that, I feel like I should start apologizing to some people that...
it's about time.
Right. So, you know, I've spoken really badly about the Department of Maniacs. When I learned there was... I think it's not crazy to hear, oh, there's a Department of Maniacs, and your instant reaction is negative. That doesn't make me a jerk. Okay, maybe I jumped to conclusions about what these maniacs were up to. So I want to bring in one of the Department of Maniacs members really quickly. Come on in. Oh, okay. Oof. This guy is like scratching himself like crazy. Okay, get closer to the mic. Okay, I just want to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry I questioned your department's purpose. I kind of made it seem like you'd be frivolous. Can you tell the audience, like, what you're up to? Lead poisoning. Did you say lead poisoning? What do you mean? What are you poisoning with lead? Eyeballs! Okay. Let's move right along here. I want to get done with this. What's your next big project? Baby teeth! All right. You know, get the fuck out of my office. I appreciate you coming by. I apologize for throwing you out right now. I apologize for being rude to your department last time. But Maniac Department, get out. We're done. I do not...
See you later, Rodney.
Rodney?
Yeah.
You know that guy?
Yeah. I know the whole department. Didn't we have this conversation already?
But I just don't understand. You would hang out with that guy?
Sure.
He's impossible to even talk to.
I don't know why you always have a trouble understanding people here. I understood everything he said.
I need to roll, you know, roll with a little more, go with the flow, loosen up, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know why you can't hear anyone.
I asked him what they're doing. He said baby teeth.
Baby teeth? He said they were getting ready for the next big tournament.
You know, I'm not going to argue with you, Ken.
Okay.
You're the one relationship here I can count on. I can't have this go sour.
I know. I think that's already happened, but that's okay.
No. Can't say
we're trudging on, Ed. It's a new year, and I'm trying to be a better person.
It is a new year.
You know, I'm trying to sound happier. I got some, you know, emails. Well, not emails, but postcards from people that said, you know, sound a little happier.
Oh, okay. Trying to cheer you up.
Yeah. And we're your fans, and I was like, wow.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot of messages that say, kill yourself. I hate you. Your voice is horrible. Stop talking. And I was like,
but did you get one that said, bring back Ted Goldman?
That was me. I'm starting to get, yeah, and I think you've spurred a movement here because BBTG is now... Yeah. Bring
hashtag.
Back Ted Goldman. Yeah, BBTG, BBT, all the time.
BBTG.
And I'm like, guys, get off my back. I'm being harassed.
Yeah.
I'm being cyberbullied.
Maybe.
Whoa, I'm being cyberbullied. Now I feel like such a victim all of a sudden.
It's just like hazing, like locker room fun.
Yeah, but it's like, all right, I'm cyber. This is hard. I now have my life's so hard now, Ken. This is nice. I have a little... I have something to wear around and say, like, listen, this is my badge of courage.
Maybe this is, maybe people are accepting you.
Yeah, by telling me to get lost and that they want Ted Goldman instead of me, I guess that's one way of accepting me.
Yeah.
I like your positive spin on this.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf.
All right. We're going to bring on our guest in a second. This person is from, there's a computer involved with this somehow. It's on the internet, Unwinnable, unwinnable.com. That's where you should go to subscribe to Unwinnable Monthly. And so they have coding. Like, people do coding. They're doing computer
work.
It's like
one big computer.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to find that out, I guess. Yeah. You know, this guy does all the coding, and he probably knows the answer to that kind of stuff. So we're going to bring that guy on in a second. But first, we're going to have an ad. So sit back and relax. Get out your credit cards. Get out your... you don't have to get out your credit cards, maybe, but maybe you use PayPal. You know, use your handheld device. But get ready, because capitalism is coming at you. In 3, 2. Forced Apron. You've heard of other services like Blue Kitchenware and Freshy Foods, where they send you all the food you need and detailed instructions on how to make a dinner. Boring! Who wants to touch uncooked food? Gross! Well, we have the solution. Forced Apron. You'll get a box filled with the ingredients you need and the amount you need, plus a qualified chef who will prepare your meals for the week. Let them get their hands dirty with all that raw chicken and filthy potatoes. Your chef might be a little grumpy about being a Forced Apron conscriptee, but don't worry. They'll be wearing an explosive neck brace that will detonate if they try to leave your home. So you can go to work and be confident someone will be there to cook your dinner with all those disgusting ingredients when you get home. At the end of the week, when the sensors realize the last meal has been cooked, the neck brace will deactivate and fall off the chef. A new chef will arrive the following week with your next order. Don't get attached. Deactivated neck braces are easily disposed of by recycling them at a local military installation. So convenient. It's delicious food prepared by trained chefs trapped in temporary indentured servitude. It's not slavery, it's a website. Forced Apron. Yummy! Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Hope you enjoyed that commercial. It's always my favorite part of any podcast. Right, Ken? I always skip ahead to try to find the commercials.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, Stu makes me say that because he wants to sell the ads a little bit better. Yeah. Hey, okay, we're here with somebody from the coding, I guess, coding department. I don't know what you call it. Bortrix Jackman. Am I saying that right? Bortrix?
Yeah, man.
Bortrix. What do the people call you?
Barry.
Oh, Barry. I was hoping for Trixie, but you don't seem... I guess maybe now that I look at you...
What's up, Bortrix? How you doing?
No, but still.
What's going on?
All right. That's kind of a cool name, Bortrix Jackman, man. You seem to really like... I don't know. You got a cool vibe. Like, you're just kind of hanging out, man. You're like...
Yeah, you know, it's all good.
Like, I feel like more, you know...
Oh, he's cool, Bortrix.
Bortrix.
Yeah. You know,
Bortrix.
I'm just going to write that down real quick. I like to write down my first impression of people. Hmm. I wouldn't want most people to see what I write down, but for Bortrix, I'm putting down cool. And I'm going to draw a little sunglass guy here, and he's smiling.
He's totally cool.
He's got some cool hair.
We usually hang out with him at the pinball parlor.
At the pinball parlor? Cool. Totally. That sounds cool. Bortrix, I have a question for you.
Yeah, man. What's up?
Coding.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, tip-tap, 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 tip-tap. What's that about?
Well, I mean, it's like a language, man. Just with numbers instead of letters.
Oh, cool. Wait, is it all number based?
Yes.
You're just doing 0110001100111.
No, man, it's not. You know, it's, you know, code.
Oh, okay. I guess I don't know, but if you say it's a language, that's fine. So, like, are you writing little stories every day?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
all right, man, I'm getting into this. Writing little stories, saying, put this over here, make this picture show up on the computer screen with magic.
Well, coding, but yeah.
So you don't, it's not like a supernatural thing for you. It's not spiritual.
I mean.
It's just coding. Just math, just, man.
Yeah, it's just math, man.
It's just math, man.
It's, you know.
Just a new bumper sticker.
I know. That's what I was thinking. See, we read each other's minds. Man. Excuse me for a second, Bortrix. We have a bumper sticker empire that we're trying to start. It's just math, man.
We'll get these made soon.
Will I get like a royalty or anything?
Yes. You know what? We're going to have you sign something at the end of the...
Not really, Bortrix, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah. You'll get credit for it for sure.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. That's all you need, right? Just the admiration of people knowing that you came up with it.
Perfect. Of your peers.
Yeah.
The admiration of your peers.
Or people who just look at bumper stickers. I guess we're all, you know, together on that. Anybody can just see a bumper sticker, but... To appreciate it, maybe you have to be in a special, have a sense of humor. Or just an appreciation of math for this one in particular.
Yeah. What does it say again?
It's just math, man.
Yeah, nice.
I guess it says, like, let's not be so We're so intimidated by math. I'm intimidated by math. Math scares the shit out of me.
I hate math.
Yeah. I mean, see, you hate it. I'm afraid of it. How do you? You must love it. Do you love it?
Yeah, it's all right.
You just use it. It's more of a tool, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't go home and, like, do math for fun.
No, man. Who does that?
Matt Damon, famously.
Really?
Yeah. He won an Oscar for, like, loving math so much, I think. This was, like, back in the day. Like,
huh.
Yeah. I was in high school, I think.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. He loves math. Loves math, and they gave him an award. Nice. Well deserved, you know. Anyway, so how many people work in the coding department? How long does it take you to code the website?
I mean, that's not what we're coding, but you know, that's cool.
Oh, you have other kind of like you're all over the place.
Yeah, we're
branching out.
Yeah, we work closely with R&D.
Oh yeah, those guys. I'll tell you, they were nice, cool dudes. Cool. Do you agree? Do you know those guys?
Yeah, man.
They're cool? Okay, cool. If Bortrick says they're cool, then I know they're cool.
Oh, they're cool.
Yeah, they're cool. Super cool. But they were a little rough. A little rough.
Well,
no, and you
haven't even seen their ping pong team, man.
Huh. Oh, man. I gotta get a ping pong team. You know what I got to do? I'm going to write number one thing from next time. I have to hire somebody else in the legal department so that I can start to have like teams. I need a ping pong.
Well, have you tried out to be in the league?
Every time I try, okay, first of all, people make me show up. I have my like little shorts on. I got my tank top on. Got my high socks. I got my paddle. I got my sweatband. I got my wristbands. I got my finger gloves. So I'm playing ping pong. And,
finger gloves?
Yeah, I use finger gloves. It's like it's a European thing. They're like little hammocks for your, anyway. So they make me go through this whole audition or tryout, and then they all just say like, you know what, man, I forgot that, you have to start your own. You're in the legal department. You have to start your own team. You can't be on anybody else's.
Oh, well.
So they make me show up, do that whole thing. And I think, you know, they were taking pictures and laughing. And, like, I thought they were laughing because I was playing so, like, great. I know some people become, like, hysterical with laughter when they, you know, see me being cool.
You know who else is in the legal department?
Who?
Ted Goldman.
Hey, yeah. Is that dude supposed to be here?
No, he's not supposed to be here. And he will not be here.
He's on assignment right now.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be.
But you know whose team he's on? My team.
Oh, so he gets the. Oh, that's right. Because I'm the head of the department. I'm not allowed to be on somebody else's department. But he could do whatever he wants. Great.
Well, I mean, he's been here a while.
Well, he's a good dude.
Bortrix, come on, man.
Anyway, back to coding.
Okay, anyway. So, where were we? You said something about ping pong. We're coding.
You're going to get a team together.
Yeah. I'm trying to go backwards, though. I'm trying to figure out. Do you have any concerns, right, about hacking? Because nobody really has. I don't have a computer, but you guys must. You guys are working on big stuff with R&D. I mean, are you working? Are you worried about that thing? That thing. Oh, man, I sound like an idiot. The security aspect of cyber is very important. That much I know.
Oh, what? You're talking to me?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I should have said.
I thought you were talking to my man, Ken. That's cool.
Oh, no. That's cool.
No, I wasn't paying attention. That's cool.
You did have a far-off look in your eyes.
He was zoned now.
Yeah. I should have said. From now on, I'll start the sentence. I'll say, Bortrix.
You know, it's your voice, Ed. It's got this little. It's
soothing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just boring. Like cuts. I've been told it cuts right boring. Through, you know, like I cut.
I mean, I was really expecting Ted Goldman to be here. That guy Ted can keep cool. you up.
That guy can keep you up. Oh, here's my impression of Ted Goldman. You know,
I thought you were going to be nicer.
Hey, man, Ted's a good dude.
Oh, no, I love Ted Goldman.
Yeah, it didn't seem like you loved him right then.
I was doing an impression. Was that not an accurate impression?
That was not nice.
Was that an inaccurate impression of Ted Goldman?
That was pretty disrespectful.
Nice. I'm going to have to. Okay, so for the next episode, I'm going to have to apologize to Ted. Apologize.
Again.
To Ted Goldman.
Probably the third time you apologized to him.
Again, I will also make a note to check how many times I've apologized. Check number apps. Huh? Okay. Let's see. Bortrix.
Yeah, man.
Do you ever get like crazy down there, like working on? Because you guys are actually you're not in this basement though. You're like on a mid floor, but you're like in this weird interior office that's completely dark. You know, like it's so quiet and dark in there. It's crazy. Don't you ever just kind of like go nuts?
No, man, because, you know, the blacklight posters.
Oh, yes. Well, those are scary. They're very involved.
Well, yeah, but, you know, We got all the Iron Maiden ones down there.
Those are awesome, I admit. Those are also the scary ones, some of the scary ones.
What happened?
I mean, doesn't that kind of like creep you out when you kind of like look over there and suddenly you see Eddie T staring at you?
Why would that freak me out?
Well, that's awesome.
Like, that's the point of them.
It's
man.
Chill down there.
It is chill down
then
there.
Then you hear all the clicking from them like punching the keys.
It's pretty neat. You got to create like a space because, you know, did I tell you that coding's like a language?
You have mentioned that coding is like a language. Yes,
so you can't
I recall
be talking that.
That
without with a lot of noise.
Right, you need to hear each other.
It's
got to
be quiet.
Yeah,
it's got to be dark. You got to be one with the computer.
At one with the computer. I can appreciate that. Yeah. Well, that sounds like fun. But is there anything that you don't like about the job? Oh, sorry, Bortrix. Is there anything?
Oh,
is there anything
I'm
you don't?
Sorry.
Yeah, no,
I know. You're talking about Ken.
And
I love my job.
He doesn't like this job.
It's and just cool. a second, code. Yeah, a second ago, I had said I was going to say your name first, so I apologize. That was my fault.
No, it's all right.
Bortrix, is there anything you don't like about the job?
Ah, no, it's all right.
What are you guys working on though? With like, what are you? You know, you're working with R&D. Like, what kind of stuff? That's what everybody wants to know. I get our audience. I can tell you guys are out there, ladies and gentlemen out there. Maybe kids. It might be kids out there. If they're kids, actually, the kids shouldn't listen to the show. But you're probably curious. What are they working on? What's R&D up to? Bortrix, what's R&D up to? What are you guys up to with R&D?
I thought you were talking to Ken again.
You know, and I keep forgetting. I look over at Ken, and I also look at Ken sometimes.
Do you want some water, Bortrix?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Did I tell you guys that coding is like
language?
And you're like talking to machines.
So it's like a language.
Awesome. It's totally a language.
It is like a language. I get that now. As a matter of fact, I'm going to just language. Okay, look at, I'm writing it down here. You can see it, Bortrix. Language. I got it.
That's cool, man.
Indeed. Coding. Well, it's I think we learned a lot about coding today.
It's neat down there.
Great. I don't think we're going to get anything else. Excuse me for a second, Bortrix.
Yeah.
I don't think he's not really all here. He's not, you know, he's kind of not paying attention. So I'm going to just cut this one down, you know.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know, I feel like he's a nice guy. I love him. He's cool. But
he can hear you.
Oh, I know. I'm just, he's not even paying attention. Okay. Bortrix, I want to thank you very much for coming by. This was fun.
Hey.
You were great, man.
Anytime,
this was cool. I'll never forget it right here. Number one thing I know about Bortrix. Cool. Sunglasses. Happy face guy.
Bortrix, you're going to be in the library later?
Oh, yeah. Totally, man.
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
The library.
So when I come back, if we hang again, you'll get Ted?
Get Ted. We'll bring that, you know, that four chamber in, huh?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excluded, as always. I have no idea what you guys are talking about, other than the mention of Ted Goldman, which is infuriating. Everybody, we're going to wrap this show up.
Bye.
I think, thanks for coming by, Bortrix. You can just chill for a second. I'm ramping down, you know what I mean? We've done with the interview. You're cool.
This is like his epilogue.
Yeah, this is the epilogue. This is me saying to the audience, thanks for listening, you guys. You guys are so special.
Hey, you're welcome, man.
Yeah, no, not you specifically right now, Bortrix. Thank you, though. And I just want to thank you guys are like out there. You're looking at Facebook and stuff and liking the show page and just interacting on Twitter is always fun.
Are we friends on Facebook?
No, I don't think we are. Well, maybe we are. I can check, but I don't think so. And just that's
Bortrix,
cool.
Are you hungry?
Oh, I'm totally hungry.
We've just wait 1 second. I'm just ramping down. The show's about to end, and we'll go into it. So I just want to thank you guys. You guys have been great, and you should all go and... subscribe to Unwinnable Monthly, of course.
Wait a minute. You're the guy who takes the Chinese food order? I'm on the show with the guy who takes the Chinese food order, Ken. You didn't tell me that.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh,
man.
Oh, this you're impressed by. We were having a... I'm trying to get an interview going, and now you're happy because I'm the Chinese food guy?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess this is... I should view this as
what
a positive.
Huh? What are we getting?
Hold on.
I don't know. Yeah, we should.
All right. Go ahead, Bortrix. What do you want?
I want some chicken lo mein.
Chick's lo mein. Okay.
And maybe some spring rolls.
Spring rolls.
Do they have Japanese here, too?
They do, yes.
Salmon teriyaki.
Salmon.
Brown rice.
Okay.
Can I call the dudes down in coding, see if they want anything?
Can I get miso with that?
You know what? You call them, and I'll ramp the show down while you go do that.
Can I get an extra side of ginger dressing for my salad?
All right. Ginger. Everybody, I just want to thank. I'm trying to get this show done. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for listening. You guys are great. As I've said before, subscribe to Unwinnable Monthly. Visit the show. Hit me at UnwinnableOOTGC. I'll check you guys later. This was a very cool episode of The Office of the General Counsel. I'm Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman, Esquire. Ken, thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Ed?
Yeah. I can't help it. As soon as it goes, it's like...